I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. East Point, just south of Atlanta, held its first community meeting last night as it begins to develop its city's agriculture plan. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
East Point was selected as the first city to participate in Foodwell Alliance's pilot program. As part of the program, East Point and Foodwell officials will spend the next 4 months working with the community on how to better use city land for agriculture. Kim Karras with the Alliance says her team will be
in the gardens, in the farms, mobilizing resources, making sure that these spaces have tools, have volunteers, have capital, have grants, have training. They're working literally in the sun every day.
After the agriculture plan is developed, the city will receive $75,000 and help from the Atlanta Regional Commission to implement it. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
This weekend, the University of Georgia is asking volunteers to count bees, wasps, and butterflies as part of the country's first ever citizen-led pollinator census. According to a UGA project coordinator, the participants are asked to set a timer for 15 minutes, then count the number of insects that land on an individual plant this Saturday and Sunday. Results can be reported online at ggapc.org. Well, 10 people, including the CEO of a Metro Atlanta-based company, are safe back home after escaping the fiery crash of a private jet in Northern California Wednesday. Michael Doss, the CEO of Atlanta-based Graphic Packaging International, 7 employees and 2 pilots were on board. The crash happened at the Oroville Municipal Airport north of Sacramento, according to officials from the National Transportation Safety Board. According to the AJC, the group had been visiting the company's plant in Oroville and were leaving when the plane went off the runway during takeoff. Well, investigators are still searching for a motive in a double murder-suicide in Cobb County earlier this week. 58-year-old Marcia Edwards is suspected of killing her 20-year-old daughter, Erin, and her 24-year-old son, Christopher Jr., before turning the gun on herself. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that the suspect's ex-husband, Dr. Christopher Edwards, is a surgeon who serves on the Board of Trustees at Morehouse School of Medicine and is the chairman of the Atlanta Housing Authority. Christopher Jr. was the digital content manager for the Atlanta Film and Entertainment Office. Erin was a student at Boston University. The Augusta-Richmond County School System has a new superintendent. Dr. Kenneth Bradshaw was unanimously voted in by the school board at their meeting Thursday. He agreed to a 34-month contract. Bradshaw had served 4 years as deputy superintendent in the Augusta-Richmond County Schools before taking over as chief operations officer for the Chattanooga, Tennessee school system last year. He's replacing Dr. Angela Pringle, who's resigning at the end of this month to become the superintendent of schools for a system near her hometown in the Carolinas. And in sports, Atlanta United is back on the pitch tonight for a match against Orlando City SC in Orlando. Game time is 8 p.m. With 45 points on the season, Atlanta is in first place in the MLS Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.